Current Affairs. This is Akashvani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on Waste to Wellness, India's Sanitation Journey. The participants are Akshay Raut, former Director General, Swachh Bharat Mission, and Mukesh Ranjan, Senior Journalist. Moderator is Lucy Gabriel Chattopadhyay, Akashvani Correspondent.
Good evening, and thank you for joining our discussion. Today we focus on Waste to Wellness, India's Sanitation Journey. I am Lucy Gabriel, broadcasting from Delhi. Today we will explore India's remarkable shift from open defecation to sustainable waste management, a transformation that affects us all. Let's listen to what our Honorable Prime Minister has to say.
क्या हमारा देश स्वच्छ नहीं हो सकता है? अगर 125 करोड़ देशवासी तय कर लें कि मैं कभी गंदगी नहीं करूंगा, तो दुनिया की कौन सी ताकत है जो हमारे शहर गांव को आकर के गंदा कर सके? क्या इतना सा संकल्प नहीं कर सकते?
Since its launch in 2014, the Swachh Bharat Mission has revolutionized India's sanitation landscape, evolving from a toilet construction initiative to a nationwide commitment to cleanliness and dignity for millions. However, challenges remain, including the need for behavioral changes and improved waste treatment infrastructure. Today in this discussion, we will cover development of sanitation infrastructure, including toilets and treatment plants, existing gaps such as worker safety and sustainability issues and water management, future perspectives on circular sanitation and innovative community-led models. We will hear from our experts and change makers in this field. We have with us Mr. Akshay Kumar Raut, an Indian Information Officer, former DG from the Swachh Bharat Mission in the Ministry of Drinking Water and Sanitation. Along with him is Mr. Mukesh Ranjan, a senior journalist. Our discussion will highlight that sanitation is not just about hygiene. It's about dignity, public health, and sustainable development. Let's begin. Waste to Wellness encapsulates our vision as we reflect on a journey and the path ahead. The Prime Minister opined.
साथियों आज ग्रामीण भारत ने वहां के लोगों ने खुद को खुले में शौच से मुक्त घोषित किया स्वेच्छा से स्वप्रेरणा से और जन भागीदारी से चल रहे स्वच्छ भारत अभियान की ये शक्ति भी है और सफलता का स्रोत भी है आज हमारी सफलता से दुनिया चकित है आज पूरा विश्व हमें इसके लिए पुरस्कृत कर रहा है सम्मान दे रहा है
In rural areas, numerous villages have achieved ODF plus status, effectively managing both solid and liquid waste. Urban regions have seen over 1,000 local bodies attain ODF plus plus status, with water processing rates skyrocketing from 17% in 2014 to over 75% today. What does the 467% jump in ODF plus villages, now at 5,67,708, tell us about the scale and effectiveness of Swachh Bharat's mission rural sanitation efforts? Sir, over to you, Mr. Akshakti.
Good evening and thanks for inviting me to All India Radio. Why we are thinking that India to be waste-free or waste-managed is possible today? It's not in the range of impossibility. It's difficult. But because there was an audacious journey which was taken up in 2014, in the first phase, can you believe that India had 600 million open defecators in 2014? That constituted 60% of world's complete set of open defecators. Not to be something to be proud of. And the SDG, Sustainable Development Goal 6.2, which said about access to secure sanitation to all, particularly women and people on the margins of society, that looked an impossibility because of India, because we had a massive backlog of open defecators. The sanitation program required to be attended to. The country required to be clean. But in our journey of from 1947 onwards, we never looked at sanitation with that much of focus as someone, the present Prime Minister, in 2014, speaking from the Red Fort, when he spoke on 15th of August, when all the elite of the country and the world were looking at, okay, new Prime Minister, nuclear policy, GDP, international relations or what? He spoke about toilets. He talked about the absence of toilet and the pain and anguish of women in rural areas. the dignity and security that was to be compromised. And he said, we will now take this path to make India clean. That's how Swachh Bharat Mission came. And at that time, it looked to many, including those who implemented it the next 5 years, as if it was a slogan. But there was the strength of determination, the implementational professionalism, which made sure that in the 5 years culminating on October 2, 2019, all the 750 districts of India, 36 states and union territories, they declared themselves open defecation free. So that audacious goal, which was set in 2014 and was realized on time, that gives us inspiration to go to next phase in 2.0. Now we are perhaps at the beginning of imagining 3.0 from next year to make India a garbage-free or a waste-free country.
Yeah, with rural India officially declared open defecation-free in 2019, how are we ensuring that the gains are sustained and not reversed?
Well, I think it's mainly a part of implementation. Then the thing is community engagement second. I always have a feeling that the strength of Swachh Bharat Mission was not only audacious goals, not only the best known perhaps government program, so-called government program, which ceased to be a government program, it became a people's program, which is most well-known, iconic almost. But I would be, please allow me to say, that after the independence, it is perhaps one thing which can be called people's movement, which happened. I am a little unhappy that perhaps the flame which was fired between 14 to 19 is a little subsiding now. I have always pleaded that people must get engaged in the task of waste management. And that fire which was there when the country was finding open defecation, and then we got freedom from open defecation with few ifs and buts by this time, but the same type of citizen engagement has to be reflected. People have to take responsibility. We talk about the pollution. I have been writing about it, speaking about it. Okay, regulators responsible, government responsible. Supreme Court is asking them, bring affidavits of what you are going to do. But what about people? What about our habits? What are we doing with our waste? There are two, three things which are demanded of the task which you just mentioned, waste management. Am I segregating my waste which comes out of my house? Indore is segregating into 6 bins. In all over Europe and America and Western countries, they are being put into 4 to 6 bins. But everyone is crying horse that are we just segregating them into blue and green, hara nila, just to make sure that I put organic in one, inorganic one, dry in one, wet in one. That much I am not doing. And people who have the means to do it. And then secondly, my public space is anybody's space, no one's space. My bedroom, my kitchen, my drawing room, I'll keep it clean. But when it comes to public space, I can throw any garbage. I can burn the waste which will make the air more polluted. I will do all types of things. But okay, no one is taking away the responsibility from government and regulators. No, not at all. But people's behavior has been the reason behind the remarkable success of phase one, achieving the country of ODF1. But that has to come on. The littering is again, which was during the active days, during the first phase, littering was almost gradually going away. But now I am seeing it getting back. Plastic. Why do you have to use plastic? Why can't we? The ban will not work. 21 ban is not working. Then RRR, as we are talking about, reduce, reuse, recycle. People are saying, okay, it's too much Gandhian. How can in this area I can be reduced or reuse? Recycle. At least circularity of economy. Make your home compost, little home compost to use your own or garden. So I think we also have to correct our behavior. Of course, there is a more regulatory and government intervention. Waste to waste. I think waste management as an industry has to develop to be enticing enough for the private players to come in. But I think we will be there, but one would expect that some higher speed and quick results.
Mukeshji, what do you feel will be operational challenges in managing the solid and liquid waste in rural villages, given the phase two mandate of at least 80% of households coverage for both?
Both in rural and urban areas, the problem is this, that we are talking about people's behavior that obviously needs change and a positive approach towards managing their own waste at household. But in the urban areas, we need to, because there are policies, there are incentives given to municipalities, the local bodies. So local bodies which are responsible for making urban space clean and sanitized The problem is this, that these local bodies are not taking up the responsibility because their workers and their people are on the ground. Because I'll tell you my personal experience, that even if I segregate at my house that wet part and the dry part of our waste at the household, if I give it to, so then what happens, they are not providing a kind of a systematic thing, and private garbage collectors come and they put both in the same drum. So everybody must have seen it.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, that if you are providing and you are responsible of making things clean for the residents of a particular area, because you are responsible, so at the household level, I say that as a responsible citizen, I do this. Others may not be doing. But at the same time, if garbage collectors come and they give an example of putting wet and the dry waste in different bins, then what happens, that the household from where he is collecting will get encouraged and will feel responsible for doing that segregation. So that is one part. Second part is this, the rapid urbanization, because of the economic activities going on and all these urban centers are becoming the center of economic growth. So migration is a big issue. The people are migrating in thousands and lakhs from rural areas because that livelihood opportunities are very less in rural areas. In rural areas, these kind of problems are less than the urban areas, because in rural area you have ample space, and even if the biodegradable waste is not being consumed by the mother earth in urban areas because of concretization. So lot of concretization has made it impossible for biodegradation, because we talk about biodegradable, use this biodegradable, that biodegradable. But because of this urban landscape, and there are vertical growth in urban centers. So what happens, that for water supply, you need to use energy, because water has to reach to say 35th floor or 51st floor. So then when you are putting in this much of energy to lift water to a level, you are again polluting the environment by using that energy. In rural areas, whatever growth takes place, horizontal, and the space is not a problem in rural area. In urban areas, maximum concretization is creating an havoc. And for this, not only behavioral change or the administrative efficacy of the local bodies, we need to think afresh to make our urban centers clean.
How important is visual cleanliness, that is defined as having minimal litter, no plastic dumps and no stagnant water, in achieving and verifying ODF plus status?
It's entirely up to the behavioral change. And for that behavioral change, in the first phase of Swachh Bharat Mission, Prime Minister Narendra Modi led Union Government had invited leaders from different walks of life to become brand ambassador of Swachh Bharat. So if I idealize one Bollywood star or a cricketer or a singer, so the government made an attempt to influence people to, because they idealize such figures. So that I think has tapered down, in a sense that people have forgotten about, those who have been made brand ambassadors are not seen doing anything. Like I'll tell you, that Prime Minister himself, whenever you see him on a stage, whenever he has been given a wrapped thing, so he unwraps that and keeps that wrapper in his own jacket pocket or kurta pocket. So he himself is a brand ambassador. He tries to influence and convince people to adopt this. So what happens, usually see, when you travel from here to Noida or to Gurgaon or to Faridabad, you will find people sitting in the car are throwing their bottles, their wrappers, everything on road, which is very bad, and this requires a complete behavioral change, and we need to influence people, or need to convince people, not influence, rather convince people, that this is not good, this is your city, this city is like your home. As you keep your home clean and decorated, that city also needs to be clean and decorated as your household is.
Yes, given the emphasis on information, education and communication, as IEC in the SBM phase 2 guidelines, How crucial is behavior change communication in making sanitation a sustained way of life?
Behavior change undoubtedly is a big factor in the whole thing. As the role of regulators, as the role of the government, and particularly it was mentioned about urban local bodies, there is a worry about their capacity, how much capacity and funds they have. The finance commissions have devolved some more money to that, and there are some big ULBs which are not short of funds at all. They have a lot of money. So where the, for example, in Delhi, Mumbai, all these places. So, but some are very small. But let's get down to some basics. One is why the individual will comply with a certain type of desired behavior. There are two things which comes to my mind after a lot of analysis. One is profit. The individual must find it profitable. In the phase one, in the toilet construction and behavior phase, usage behavior phase, we had incentive money of 12,000 rupees per toilet given. That is not the only reason, but that was a big stimulus to have the toilet. We do not have any such thing in the waste management at home thing. In fact, if necessary, there could be profit is linked to incentive and disincentive both. So my understanding is that in 3.0, when it happens in next year, it could be that people who are not behaving in a manner, we talked about littering, waste segregation, waste burning, not keeping them segregated, etc., they will be perhaps soft penalized. They will have to pay. I'm not talking about slum dwellers. I'm talking about people who are in middle class urban communes, and they have to pay for something to be picked up from their home, something to be segregated, and if they are doing a deviant behavior so far as cleanliness is concerned. That's one. That's profit part. But the other one is a great cause. That I think was emphasized by my colleague. People must find it credible to trust. I think if the worry is what I am segregating, will the garbage be picked up? Will the waste remain segregated? Will garbage be processed? Will there be not a heap again next to five houses away? Then people do not believe in a great cause anymore. Then they stop to act. I think that was being mentioned. It's a very valid point. Sikkim, for example. Indore as a city, for example. Sikkim as a state, for example. No one in Sikkim will do it. And every taxi, every car, every person carries a little bit of a bag or a pouch attached so that anything that comes out of their consumption in transit, they put the waste in that. Indore people are called Jholadhari Indori. Means anywhere they go out, they will carry a jhola. They will carry a bag so that on the way, if they have any reason to dump something, they'll put it and come back, and in segregated bins they will do. And here these are good stories. But in other countries like East Asian countries like Korea, Japan, this is standard practice of living. And the other day, the Prime Minister in his Mann Ki Baat was giving examples in Bangalore. Some engineers have done how some well and pool cleaning. And then he was also talking about profit aspect in Ambikapur municipality, how people have for waste and plastic kilos, against that they'll get breakfast and lunch and all that. So there has to be multiple ways. The influencer and ambassadorship, that's one issue. But I think people must get linked to it. The link people could establish to open defecation-free India in the first 5 years, we have to somehow push it back. But this is definitely a more complex phase because here technology is involved. But one good thing about it is that the circularity concept or the waste-to-wealth concept has come in big time. Now people have started finding the gold inside the waste. So, but with some more policy formulation, some more incentive to the industries, if industries are attracted to pick up the waste, not only cherry-picking, like pick up through rag pickers batteries or something which is metallic or which something which sells at higher, then the rest is rubbish. No, there has to be an accountable disposal. One of the big challenges in phase two, the huge legacy dump sites which dot across all big, whether you call it Bandhwari or this Okhla, and there are places also in Bangalore and also in Mumbai. So these dump sites, how they will be contracted out? Is the contract working properly? It is being processed. By the time those are processed, another new heap is being created by your side because you stop those from fresh waste being carried to those dump sites. Then the dump has to go somewhere. So the complete processing channel, I am very happy that most of the waste now is processed, but I am also happy that most of the waste municipalities are able to collect it now. Door-to-door collection. It is not the story. Let's not undermine what has been done. Few years back, would you believe that from all our houses, every morning the waste is being picked by municipal authorities? No, it is not. But today it's happening. But what he is also saying, our colleague, is that, you know, if they are again mixed up segregated waste, then you know it, then one feels very unexcited to do it. But I think we are on a journey, but I think some more speed, like there are four S's through which the problems were there in ODF in the first phase. One is speed. That means it had to be not drip, 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 but it had to be gush of work so that we finish by a deadline, a sunset clause of 2019. Then there was stigma, which was fought also. Then there was sustainability issue, which you were mentioning also. So all these were there, but those were achieved. But I think, and now I'm not so much discouraged. For example, have you heard about Swachhata Hi Seva, which happened in September 15 to October 2? There are several lakhs of cleanliness points which were found, and people, I think 18 crore or 20 crore people came out and did Shramdan to demolish those waste places and make them completely clean. We had a before and after effect. But I think it cannot be a flash in the pan. It has to be our everyday routine, particularly in the cities and towns, like it happened in village. I remember in village, the Banar Sena, or there was a watch group, which I was a party in terms of being one of those who handled these matters. There will be little children of the school going out with torchlight in the morning and finding open defecators and asking them to go back to the toilets. Like, you know, Amitabh Bachchan shut the door campaign, but children used to activate that. Others used to activate that. Now in waste management, we have to come to that level of citizens' engagement every day, not only in Swachhata Hi Seva period, which is great. So I'm also excited by the fact that now some big cities have been given under Swachh Sahar Jodi. Pairing has been done. The best performing big cities which have capacity, because capacity was one point of municipalities which was discussed. Every municipality doesn't have great capacity. Technology, ability, skills, money. So they will pick up a small municipality, which is not very far, and help them to achieve complete waste circularity effect.
Mr. Mukesh Ranjan, the supply of water too remains a big challenge in the rural areas to flush out the fecal sludge. How do we cope up with this challenge?
Before coming to this water, sir was mentioning about Japan and Korea, and that is directly linked to the behavior, because there is no law regulating them, no profit is attached to that. The only thing that we lack today is our sense of belongingness to the place, to the city, and to the country. The moment that gets instilled in us that I belong to not only to my household, I also belong to my mohalla, I also belong to my city and to the state and the country, then we can achieve that level which we are talking about Japan and Korea.
The public space is also my home.
My
the town
home.
Is my
Absolutely.
Home. My country is my home.
Yeah. So that kind of sense of belongingness is required. And for that, I think that ambassadorship that you talked about, that children forcing their elders to,
with torchlights and whistles in the morning,
do such things. Now coming to the water issue. Now government has a mega program,
Amrit,
and then
Jal Jeevan Mission for drinking water.
And drinking water, that
is Jal Jeevan Mission.
Nal Se Jal.
So, Bargar Nal Se.
So everything is okay, because traveled across Gujarat, I just mentioned about one anecdote I'll tell you, that in Saurashtra, which used to be a parched area water was very scarce there. And in 2012 elections, during that time, I traveled all across Saurashtra region. And I've seen cottons are being grown with the help of piped water in cotton fields. So in 2012 it was. The issue is this, that you can lay pipes here and there. You can lay pipe and put a tap there at different homes. Then you talked about that the defecated slush needs to be disposed of through, only way is to do with water. Now, every infrastructure can be built, but what about availability of water?
Exactly what I was asking you. The scarcity of water.
But let me just mention, I think this is very interesting. It may sound contradiction. One of the first districts which was open defecation free was a waterless district, Bikaner. Can you imagine? Which was water scarce. So we had a dipstick study of what is more desirable by a rural population in the earlier times. Could you believe that the toilet came only at 5th or 6th? Daughter's marriage, child's education, water even came reasonably high, electricity, road. Toilet was not a requirement. So the Swachh Bharat Mission was trying to sell a service for which there was no demand. You are giving money, but there is still no demand, because they did not think that it was necessary. So once they think, I have always said, toilets are constructed in mind. Only few bricks and steel is rolled on the ground. So only when, that is why the behavior change aspect was so strong. Because you must have heard, in many areas which have sea interface, people come in BMW cars and park the cars and go for open defecation. because it is just a matter of habit. They think it's correct. They think there is nothing incorrect
about
it.
On the roadside, you can see this.
Incorrect. So now, coming back to water, water is definitely necessary. But 2 points I'll quickly mention about Swachh Bharat Mission toilets. A steep slope rural pan requires only 1.5 liters of water. Unlike what urban people understand by flushing, which takes liters and liters, massive liters of water. That's one. Second, the toilet that was imagined in Swachh Bharat Mission is a twin pit toilet in which it is not connected to any system. It is a self-soaking, self-absorbing. One side of the pit is filled, it is closed. After some years, it is taken out, it is manure. If you have stigma, then you have a problem. If you have to fight stigma, otherwise it is called Sorn Khad, golden manure, the best manure. But human excreta, if you have those stigma in mind, then the other one is open. So there is no business of water in all this. There is no business of sludge being collected or connected to some sewage system, nothing like that. So I'm not saying that water is not essential. Water is essential for many reasons. Drinking water, even for toilet. So some of the toilets are becoming dysfunctional in many areas because of lack of water, lack of maintenance, fine. But the conceptualization to blame water is not a right thing. Once you have people are going to long distance to fetch their water, now it is easy because of Jal Jeevan Mission. But so if you want to prioritize sanitation, then you can find some water for this.
With 4,692 cities having achieved ODF status as of November 2025, what should be their focus in urban sanitation? And full fecal sludge management, waste to resource models or something else? Or should we have that huge fecal sludge remains untreated and this huge mass is going to pollute our aquifer? Mr. Akshay?
Yeah, the answer is inbuilt in your question. Definitely we are not going to allow this to spread pathogens all across. No, yeah. Not at all. And that fecal sludge management in urban areas is an issue. In rural areas, it is largely handled through the twin pit toilet. But here it is because it's a connected system. But there are a lot of people working on this and I'm sure they're going to find solution. I'm not very worried about this. And the groundwater and the supply of potable water to homes, that should be kept very much separate from all the systems of fecal sludge. Then every water, because now, very ironical, as we have water supply increasing in supply to all households, there will be more of grey water. Black water should not be there if we are saying we are open defecation free. The whole urban area is open defecation free. The number of towns that you said, that's the total number almost. So, well, there will be aberrations here and there. That's another thing. But so black water, which is shit water in a way, that is absent in a way. But grey water will always increase because we are able to provide to citizens more water. So the grey water needs to be treated before it flows to the nearest pond, nearest river or nearest sea. Any waterfront. That's the danger which we are having. That's something SBM 2.0 and Amrit also trying to handle so that it is when we are talking about water plus cities, that means that they have clean and potable drinking water, which is free from any pathogen, which all grey water recycled or fresh water, and those water qualities must also be measured. Water quality measurement is a very arsenic-free, fluoride-free, any other pathogen-free, that must be tested, and every house and every community at least should be competent to handle it. And that's one of the basic intentions of Jal Jeevan Mission. Laying pipes, laying a water tap inside the home is one part. Ensuring supply, ensuring maintenance, ensuring quality of water is another task. I'm sure those work being done together in the right direction.
I'll come back to my personal experience that possibly there is a policy that every construction or particularly the housing society construction in urban areas, there are two types of water supply to each of the flats, each of the household. One is the recycled sewage water, recycled water supplied to the toilet.
And for the gardens and all.
And for gardens and other things. And then the fresh water comes for drinking. So there are two connections, and every society, as per the building laws, as per the society laws, are having now their own treatment plants.
So as we wrap up, India's sanitation journey is no longer solely about access. It's about sustainability and dignity. Let's recognize that every toilet built, every village sustained and every city cleaned is a step toward better health, greater dignity and more equitable India. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Ways to Wellness, India's Sanitation Journey. The participants were Akshay Raut, former Director General, Swachh Bharat Mission, and Mukesh Ranjan, Senior Journalist. Moderator was Lucy Gabriel Chattopadhyay, Akashwani Correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. Current Affairs.